Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. If you're new to the podcast, every now and then you will hear me do an article episode, which means a combination of things happened. One, I stumbled across an article, and two, I wanted to pre-record something for a rainy day in case, you know, I want to take a day off, or it's a holiday weekend, or at a soccer tournament with the kids or something. So here are, from mentalfloss.com, the 30 best comedy movies of all time. When I do these article episodes, I don't pre-read them. I like to just react. So let's see what they are. Number one, and these appear to be in chronological order, because it starts with The General from 1926. I doubt they have that as the greatest comedy movie of all time, but it's Buster Keaton from 1926. I have not seen that. I've heard of it, and I've heard that it's pretty good. Number two, Duck Soup from 1933 helps confirm my chronological theory, the Marx Brothers. I've been meaning to go on a Marx Brothers marathon, and I never actually do it. Number three, It Happened One Night from 1934. Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable, directed by Frank Capra. How could that be bad? Number four is Modern Times from 1936. That's a Chaplin film. I don't think I've seen that one. Number five is Bringing Up Baby from 1938. Cary Grant again, and Katharine Hepburn is in this one. Number six, we skip all the way forward to 1960. What happened to the entire 1940s and the entire 1950s? Really? Nothing? The Apartment. This is a great film. Billy Wilder made a lot of great comedies, and the American Film Institute declared one of them, Some Like It Hot, which is not this film, to be the greatest American comedy film ever made. The Apartment does something Some Like It Hot can't. Mental Floss says Wilder's film about two lonely people finding their way to each other through twisted circumstances exudes a sense of warmth and honesty that persists six decades later while also delivering the laughs. Number seven from 1964, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Peter Sellers, how can you ever go wrong with Peter Sellers? Number eight from 1970 is one of my favorites. It's MASH, not the TV show, which I'm going to do an episode one weekend about MASH. The movie. But we're only eight in. We're up to 1970 already. Maybe a recency bias here. Number nine, Blazing Saddles, is from 1974. I wonder if that movie could get made today because of one particular joke. I'm going to guess no. Blazing Saddles is wonderful. Make sure you watch the uncut version, everybody. Young Frankenstein from 1974. Also a great film. Mel Brooks is crushing it. And Mental Floss says you might notice that only one filmmaker, the great Mel Brooks, is given two films as a director on this list. Blazing Saddles came out in February and Frankenstein in December. Wow. I agree here. Madeline Kahn steals every scene she's in. Marty Feldman delivering some of the best one-liners ever put to film. Brilliant. Timeless. Yeah, great film. From 1975, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I could watch that about three times a week if you asked me to. Number 12 is The Jerk. We're already up to 1979. I haven't seen The Jerk in a long time, but I'm old enough to have been around when The Jerk came out. That was a huge movie. Everybody in the grammar school was talking about that film. Haven't seen it. I wonder if that has aged well. Apparently, Mental Floss thinks so. Surely this one's on the list, and don't call me Shirley, Airplane from 1980. I have a whole episode about that movie that I don't think I've deployed yet by the time you've heard this, because the audio came out a little suspect. Maybe I'll redo it. Or if you want to hear it, tell me at DCN Pod and be like, hey, Johnny Mac, we want to hear it anyway, even if the audio is not so great. From 1980, 9 to 5 makes this list. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton. I saw that in the Jackson Theater way back when. Yeah, that's on the list. I don't know about that, Mental Floss, really. From 1982, Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie, another movie I haven't seen in a million years. All right, we're halfway, 15 to go. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. Number 16 on Mental Floss's 30 Best Comedy Movies of All Time, a list that I don't know, man. All right, whatever. Number 16 is Ghostbusters from 1984. Who doesn't love Ghostbusters? Here's quite a surprise. Number 17 from 1985, Lost in America, the Albert Brooks comedy. Really? Yeah? Nobody talks about this film. Am I crazy? Number 18 is The Princess Bride from 1987. People love that film. Number 19, do we have Steve Martin bias on this list? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles from 1987. Number 20, Coming T.O. America from 1988, not the sequel on Amazon called Coming To Number 2 America. This is Coming T.O. America. Yeah, I could see that being on there. What a killer cast as well. Number 21, Wayne's World from 1992. Man, I love that sketch when it first came out. Yeah, that's a solid movie. Top 30 of all time, yeah? Number 22 is Groundhog Day, and I'm looking at Bill Murray, and that just lit up the Saturday Night Live part of my brain. I know he's not in Animal House, but how is Animal House not on this list? The Albert Brooks movie, the title I already forgot, is on this list. Animal House isn't? Groundhog Day is fantastic, but Bill Murray, no Caddyshack? No Stripes? Really? Really, Mental Floss? Really? On the other hand, we haven't gotten any Adam Sandler films yet, but it's only 1993. I fear summer to come. Groundhog Day, number 22, a great film, but now I'm just questioning the list. From 1995, Friday. I can't say I've seen Friday, so I will not judge. Also from 95, number 24 is Clueless. All right. Number 25 is Best in Show from 2000. Yeah. 26, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Funny film. Has that aged well? I feel like Will Ferrell everything does not age well. I'll have to go back and watch that. Number 27, Shaun of the Dead. I like this pick a lot. Have you seen this film? It's really, really good. Spoiler plot coming up in a second. I'll give you 3 seconds to stop listening. Okay, you're still here. Shaun misses the beginning of the zombie apocalypse right up until it creeps into his back garden. It's relentlessly funny, big set-piece gags. You can be a shambling undead drone, or you can pick up a cricket bat and be what you want. Great film. 28, Forgetting Sarah Marshall from 2008. Yeah. All right. Number 29, Bridesmaids from 2011. Yeah. No Animal House? No Caddyshack? Nothing from the 1940s? Nothing from the 1950s? Really? Not even like Some Like It Hot, which AFI has in their top 100. And number 30, Pop Star Never Stop Popping. I love Andy Samberg. So, okay, we can allow that one. But no Animal House, no Caddyshack, nothing from the 40s, nothing from the 50s. But most importantly, and this is why I respect the hell this list, zero from Adam Sandler. Someone agrees with me. Adam Sandler, not in the top 30. And I thought Hubie Halloween was going to make it. I'm surprised Jack and Jill's not on this. No. That's your comedy news for today. Admittedly, a filler episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify. See you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.